Welcome everyone, Akasha here, Nan Akasha from nanakasha.com, and welcome to the Bliss Life Global Healing Series on Energy Medicine. This wonderful and amazing guest today is someone I've known for many years now. I don't even remember how. She was a client of mine once. She's an incredible businesswoman, an incredible heart, and one of the few people I know that truly lives her spiritual path every day. Thank you so much for coming, Raquel.
It's an honor. I'm a huge fan of yours. I always have been. And yes, when I started, I met you when I was still in corporate America. So you were like one of the first people that are like, it's draining you. It's draining your soul. You've got to move on. And I'm like, what? What do you mean? Move on. Like, it was such a scary leap for me. And, you know, I always am so honored by that time I had with you, because that was such a huge transformation in my life, that period of time, moving from corporate to having my own career.
Yeah. So today, Raquel is going to share with us the secret and energy, the secret energy of your aura. And Raquel is a human design expert. She uses law of attraction and all of her massive experience in both business and in her own personal path of literally aligning with her optimal energy blueprint, so to speak, right? I'm going to just read a little bit about Raquel Reyna. She's a spiritualized business coach and founder of the VIP Biz Initiation, and she assists visionary business women to step into their unique mastery and learn new online and social media tools. However, the difference is that she uses the human design and law of attraction to deep dive into her client's inner genetic blueprint. So this is not any kind of business coaching you've had before. And so they can discover their life purpose. And it's not just about making money. It's taking them on an inspiring mystical journey and building of transformational magic and building their life of their dreams, their bliss life, as I would call it. And Raquel is a number one best-selling author of the Thoth Book of Magic, which we've put out at the Bliss Life Press. And she's been seen on TV shows, including Tyra Banks, The View, and been on stage with Marianne Williamson and Laura Hollick and other thought leaders. And she's been on the cover of Spiritual Biz magazine. So what I love about Raquel is that she really helps people who've been overworking and overgiving. And maybe you feel like you want to make a difference in the world. You're chasing a career. You're trying to figure it out, but it's not working and it's exhausting and there's struggle and there's ups and downs. And you don't know. This is what's really great, is because Raquel comes in and she realigns you, shows you what your aura is, which she's going to share with us today, and helps you realize that it might not be what you're doing, but how you're doing it, or it might be what you're doing and where your strengths are and how to live from your own unique self, which is the most powerful energy medicine out there, I think. So Raquel, share with us a little bit about your journey, how you got here, why this is such a big deal for you. You already started a little bit of that.
Yeah.
And, and how you integrate this into your life now daily.
Yeah. So I have been on a spiritual journey since I was 20. I met my first shaman, had incredible awakenings, and really my spiritual path has been my number one focus in my life since I was 20, since I had my first awakening. And I also was a serial entrepreneur. So I was, you know, having the beliefs that like you could create your own reality. And so I started right out of college, I created my first business. And so I was on this journey of spiritual awakening and spiritual wisdom, and then also entrepreneurship and business. And what I realized was there was something missing in the way I was making money, and my spiritual path. There was always a disconnect. There was always like, well, yeah, the spiritual path is great for over here, but when it comes to making money, you got to kind of pull up, you know, and go out and do it. And so there was a real struggle, and granted, a lot of that had to do with my own drama, karma around money and all of that, which I've worked so deeply on. But that was the whole point. I'd worked and processed. I even did a master's in spiritual psychology with spiritual, you know, counseling and going so deep into my drama and my past and my karma and all of it. And I had a breakdown moment, and my breakdown moment was like, I'm overworked, I'm burned out, and something wasn't working. And this was after I had actually met you and already left corporate, started a new business. And, you know, everything sort of came to a crashing halt when I had, you know, total money, financial crisis, and the business I invested in after corporate fell apart. And like, I was so burned out and so at my very, very last moment, you know, kind of on the bathroom floor, ugly crying kind of moments that we've all had as spiritual practitioners, right? And it wasn't like I had a huge awakening or I had an angel come and speak to me at that moment. But what I had was like this thought, and it was like a very subtle thing that my then BFF, new BFF, now fiance, soon to be husband, partner, Davidian, he had brought me this concept that I was a projector. And for whatever reason, it was at that moment that I took it seriously. And I thought, something I need to learn about this. And as you guys know, when your next piece to the puzzle, or you need that next step, or you need that next piece of wisdom, it kind of comes in. And so at that moment, that wisdom was the most important thing I could do. So I literally sold everything. I took an entire year off and I studied what this meant. And what it is, it's a body of knowledge that's based in the Kabbalah, the Tree of Life, the I Ching, quantum physics. It's esoteric and exoteric. It's both the old mystery schools and also modern day sciences. And they combine to look at your DNA genetic blueprint. And what the idea of this knowledge is that we all have a unique aura type. And so the aura types have their own energy signature, and that we are all different. And the difference is the most important thing that you could figure out. And the reason why doing things a certain way across the board doesn't work is because we're all designed to live differently. And we're all designed to understand who we are. And so even though I had a lifetime of studying, a lifetime of spiritual tools and spiritual practices, I found out that I was a projector in this system, and that cracked everything open for me. That changed everything in the way I operated, in the way I understood every other modality, in the way I operated. And so the minute you find out that information, there's a process of what they call deconditioning. And that's the process of becoming who you are and unraveling who you are not. So we're all designed, we're all conditioned, I should say, to be who we are not. Okay, so we're all conditioned to be the opposite side of your aura type. So it's a fascinating journey because you, no matter what tools you've learned, when you start to realize that you everything is going to be based on your own unique signature, you have to kind of relearn everything that's coming in. So that began this journey. And really, even though I talk about business and creating the life you love, and really what my work is about the transformation of becoming yourself. And that we are all unbelievably unique. And we know that because there's no two DNAs, right? So we know we're unique. But the level to which we're unique, and to the level of which we need to operate correctly based on our uniqueness, is a whole other thing. That's a whole other world. So that was kind of what led me down this study. And then it's literally been the most intense, beautiful rabbit hole that you could ever imagine, because it's so deep. It's kind of like chaos theory, or like the Mandelbrot set, or like the whole idea of, you know, how infinitely complex things are, at while also being infinitely simple. But the deeper you go, the more complex it gets. But yet, if you step back, there's a simplicity to it. In the same way of like spirituality, where it's like based in love, there's like a simpleness, there's a simplicity to it. And so I've been deep diving into this intel. It gets deeper and richer and deeper and richer all the time. So that's sort of how I got to where I am now with all of the intel.
I know. That's what I love about all the people that I've talked to, right? Is our personal path is our work. And, and I love it because whatever I'm experiencing, whatever I'm uncovering in my life, then turns into a book or a course or something that the clients want or something like that. So, so let's dive into it. So you touched on human design, and I know that I had heard of it. And when you came in to be in the Thoth Book of Magic, we were talking about that, and you did my chart, and I got some really incredible insight, and I haven't had the time or the effort that you have to go really deep into the information, but just what I knew changed everything. And this is what I love about your free gift and the information today, is that just one idea can free you from some struggle, right? Some self-judgment, some blocks that have been keeping you. So let's talk about the idea of the signature, the aura types, and what are some of the things that happen, maybe you have some stories, when you start to realize that, oh, I'm doing it this way, and I really need to do it this way.
Yeah, absolutely. So the first thing you discover on this path is your aura type. And there are distinct aura types, and each aura type is designed to operate differently. So I'll give you an example. One of the aura types is a manifester. And a manifester is designed to go out and make shiz happen. They're designed to initiate, and they will have success with that. So they will have success with the just do it mindset, go out, make it happen. But you have to understand that is 8% of the population. So 8% of the population are manifestors. Not that people are not designed to manifest. We're all designed to manifest, but in our own way. But 8% of the population are here to go out and make it happen. And over the last like 400 years, manifestors are the ones who made shiz happen. They're the ones who have gotten it done. And then they're the ones telling everybody what to do. So you go out, you make it happen, you will have results, you'll have success. And that is how this world was built, with that kind of energy. And that's 8% of the population. A 70% of the population are what are called generators. So 70% of the population have an aura type that are not designed to go out and make things happen. They're designed to do work they love. They're designed to be creative. They're designed to, be working a lot in what they love. But unfortunately, they have been conditioned to believe that they need to go out and make something happen. And so those people, when they're not living their energy signature, they're in their not self theme, which is frustration. And that's 70% of the population in frustration. So when we were talking before we started our interview about the pandemic a little bit, it's really interesting because looking at it in terms of the human design perspective, having people stop and just like get into the place of waiting is so game-changing, because you're talking most of the population living out of frustration because we've been told to go out and make something happen. So just from that human design perspective, it's so incredibly empowering to give people time to friggin' stop. You know, it's so incredibly empowering. So that's a huge chunk of the population who are generators, and their not self-theme is frustration, which means that if you're operating in frustration, if you go to work and you're frustrated, you're producing a chaotic energy signature, one that will lead and will lend itself to a lot of pain, a lot of mental and emotional and physical breakdown. So literally what this is saying is if your aura is not operating correctly, then you are going to be led to ailment, burnout, breakdown, stress, and illness. And according to human design, we are all designed to be healthy beings. We're all designed to be health. And according to this teaching, it's not about the healing modality as much as it's about aligning to the truth of who you are. And that is a unique process because that's a process of deconditioning. So in a way, it's wherever you've been told to be something that is not you, you have to slowly chip away at it until you crack open the process of being yourself. And the process of doing that, they say it takes 7 years, but it is a slow process of uncovering the truth of who you are. So those are two aura types, the manifestor, the generator. Within the generator, we also have the manifesting generator, but they're part of the subgroup generators, okay? And then we have about a 20% of the population that are projectors, like me and like Nan.
Yeah.
And the projectors' aura type is actually new onto the planet. So they didn't come around for many years. They're new on the planet. Supposedly they're here to help with this transition, which is the transition from the 400-year cycle, the era of planning to the age of the individual. And that's all, you know, it's kind of like astrology and where you see the whole wheels change of time. They break it down in human design. And so supposedly the projectors are here to lead, guide, and direct this transformation. But here's the deal with a projector. Most projectors, most projectors have been conditioned to believe they're not just manifestors, but manifesting generators. So they think they're here to frigging go out and do it, make it happen, and work hard because we absorb and amplify the generator energy because we are absorbers of the energy. So we absorb and amplify that energy. So we will look like we work harder than the generators. We manifest more than the manifestors. When someone told me I was a projector, I was like, you're gotta be crazy. Cause I've manifested. I've been a friggin' entrepreneur since I was 20. I had this business. I did this. I oversaw all, like I have done a lot. But what happened was I was bitter and I was burned out. And even though I manifested shiz, I was in a lot of pain around it because I wasn't fully recognized as my truth, you know? And that's where it comes in with the spirituality. That is part of my design, to be a shamanic spiritual priestess guide. But I was never recognized as that. In anything I did, any of my companies, corporate, any business, I was never really recognized. And that is the plight of the projector. The plight of the projector, and I bless you all for the projectors that are here because I know how hard it is being a projector and there is no other system that really helps us to understand the projector. So if you're a projector, and yes, you will find out in the free gift, if you opt into the free gift, you'll find out your free chart. You'll find out which type you are. But if you're a projector, particularly, this intel is so important. I mean, it's important for everybody, trust me. But for a projector, we have an incredibly hard time on the planet when we're not operating correctly. And there's nothing that tells you your strategy except for human design, in my humble opinion. And the strategy for the projector is to wait for the invitation, which basically means you need to wait to be recognized before you take action. And that is what guides you to your mastery. And projectors are not here to work in the same way. We're here to work less, a couple hours a day. My business is now run on me working like 3 hours a day. You're not here to overwork and you're here to be a master and to, you know, have insight and lead, guide, and direct. But if you have insight to people who don't want it, then you're constantly trying to give them information because you see it and you know it and you want to tell them. And unfortunately, it's not invited. So you're hit in the face and your power's taken away. And then you doubt yourself and you doubt your own genius. So that's the plight of the projector. And so when a projector is in alignment with their energy and their aura signature, they're allowed to be in a beautiful flow of insight and genius when they're recognized. Their whole lives, their whole businesses starts to transform. So that's the fourth. The third.
Yeah.
The fourth is the reflector. And the reflector is very, very rare. It's 1% of the population. And the reflector is here to really reflect and mirror the health of the community. They have a very unique role. And they're like a little unicorn in the population. So knowing this and knowing how these aura types work and being able to work with your clients that know that just a teeny bit of what they need to do, like who's a manifestor, make them go out and do it. Everyone else is designed to wait. So it's a really subtle, interesting strategy for each aura type to begin the process of awakening to the truth of who they are, or who you are, or your clients are, your husband, your wife, your kids, right? So that's kind of the basic of the four types.
It's very fascinating too, because you might relate to more than one, as you know, Raquel is explaining them. And then when you get your chart with Raquel's free gift, you'll be able to start to see some right away. I think probably a few things will pop out. I know when I worked with you, you said, okay, you're a projector and you have to wait for the invitation. I did the same thing here. I'm like, no, I'm like a major go make it happen person. And I've built all these businesses. I spent 30 years doing this and da 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 da. And yet it was so perfectly aligned with who I knew, that I don't work well under negativity. I work better when I'm happy. I feel freedom and I don't have a schedule, you know, or if I have that inspiration. And I can follow the energy and make it happen too. And the other part about taking on, like you said, like absorbing other people or other energies and then amplifying that, becoming a people pleaser and for all the other reasons as a kid and taking the fear of never being good enough and all those things and constantly trying to please and try this next thing and make it happen. And being an entrepreneur, like you were saying, only 8% of the people are really meant to go out there and crush it and do 50,000 hours before 8 a.m. and all this kind of stuff. And yet, yes, we've been seeing this for hundreds of years, role modeled, like, what's wrong with you? Why aren't you out making it happen? Why don't you have $1 million and 84 houses? And so what a beautiful thing to actually have permission to understand that your aura type, if you don't align with it, you can try, you can do all these things. And like you and I, we both had success. But over time, it's always like, oh, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. And so I used to make myself go sit down during my divorce. I'd say, I got to go do something. I have to make something happen. Oh my God. And I'd be like, no, you have to sit down and do a chant for 45 minutes. Then you can think about it, the next step. So share with us a little more how, one of the things I like, I think that even right now, even if people don't know what their design is those two words you talked about, the projector being bitter. And then there's the signature or whatever. What's the other?
Yes. So that is really good. So one thing I really want to encourage people right now who don't know their type, the most important thing is just to inspire the curiosity, like to find out what the type is, right? For those of you who do know, because a lot of people have maybe heard about it or seen like, oh yeah, I sort of know I'm this or I'm that, is to encourage people to actually live it, because this intel is an experiment. And it's not to believe what I'm telling you, it's to try it on and experiment with it and just feel into, like, if I experiment with waiting for the invitation, what happens differently if I go out and make something happen? How do I feel? But if I wait for the invitation, how do I feel? And so what human design does is it divides that into your signature theme or your not self theme. So for a manifestor, and my manifestors out there, if you're a manifestor, trust me, you're going to relate to this. But if you're a manifestor, your not self theme is anger. So the manifestors, and it's so funny, I have a video on YouTube on it. And when you opt in for your free gift, I give a basic video for each type. So it kind of goes deeper for each person once you find out what you are. But it's so funny, as manifestors, their not self theme is anger. And like on my YouTube video, I've had to actually delete comments because they are so angry at me for like saying like, how could you say that about me? Because supposedly the manifestor is like, they were in charge, but now the projector's moving in charge. It's not like a personal thing. It's just an aura type. It's archetypal. And they're like, how could you say that about us? We're like, and they're so angry. And so I'm not making fun of anybody. Believe me, the projectors are the most bitter people and I will make fun of them too. But like, it's the funniest thing. The anger, the most angry people are the manifestors. That's their not self theme. But also the manifesting generator will have a little bit of anger too. But hold on a minute. I'll get to that. So the manifestor's not self theme is anger. So if you're a manifestor and you're blowing up and you're angry, you are definitely not living as a manifestor. So most manifestors are actually imploded. They don't, their power's been taken away. They don't know that they're manifestors and they start living by waiting. So the interesting thing is like they will take on sort of like, you know, the opposite role as well. And then the minute you say, look, you're designed to go out and make stuff happen, you kind of open the door for them. All of a sudden, their life begins to fully manifest very quickly. And yes, yeah, some of my highest end coaches who are, you know, really 7-8 figure coaches are manifestors. Just naturally, they knew how to get out there and make it happen. And they were able to capitalize on that. But their signature theme is peace. So the thing is, they're not even here to really make that kind of money. They're here to find the Buddha within, like the peace. You know, they're here. That's what they're designed to be, in peace. And so that's the interesting, crazy thing about a manifestor, that even though they, yes, you have to make sure that they can manifest their life and they're not victimized by their own power. Because just like anything, you can, you know, if your power is not being used, then it's destructive, right? So the manifestor who's not fully manifesting is angry. And so the, and they are here to manifest, but they all, but primarily they're here to live in peace. That's their signature theme. And so their strategy, if you're a manifestor, your strategy is to inform. So your strategy to get to peace is to inform and then to go out and make things happen. But you want to tell people what you're going to do before you do it. So a manifestor's aura is like pushing. It's like moving very quickly. And so it's like a bull in a china store. It's a very intense energy. And so a lot of people are intimidated by that energy, and it's a really intense for the manifestor to realize that. And so they're moving and people feel their aura. And so what they want to learn how to do is to gently say, I'm about to manifest something, everybody, so move out of my way. And then people will want to serve them and the red carpet sort of rolls out for them. And so just imagine my manifestors, and I have a couple of clients right now in my certification program that are manifestors. And it's like, they really, honestly, they're like, oh my God, they did not know they were manifestors. They did not believe they were manifestors. They're just angry. Like, you know, and so once I give them that permission to go out and make things happen, it's like, their life changes very quickly. Manifestors' lives change very, very quickly. So the manifestor's strategy is to inform, their not self theme is anger, and their signature theme is peace. So for a generator, their not self theme is frustration. As I mentioned, the not self theme for generator is frustration, and their signature theme is satisfaction. So if you're a generator or a manifesting generator and you're satisfied doing the work you love, you should get up doing cartwheels. You're so excited to do something that you love. And like all of you whose maybe businesses fell apart during the pandemic, or, you know, you are in a place where you don't know what to do next, follow the satisfaction. The satisfaction, like, I wake up and I love to A, B, and C. Do that. If your business coach is telling you, no, you need to build your list, you need to get out and be live, you need to go do A, B, and C, anything they tell you to do, if you get frustrated doing that, that's not correct for you. And it could be timing. Like, it could be a timing issue. Like, it's just not right now. Right now, it's not correct for you. So that's why I always tell people, invest in human design before you invest in any other business coach, because you will know what's correct for you afterwards. You'll know which thing to do and integrate it into your aura type before you, you know, it's just, once you know your uniqueness, then everything else makes sense, you know? So the manifesting generator, they're going to feel both frustration and anger. I'm sorry. Sorry to be the one to break it to you. No, they're like, I knew that. Like, Matt, they're going to feel both, partner. You know, anger and frustration. And so the generator, their strategy is also is wait to respond. Okay, so most people are going to be either generators or manifesting generators. And if they learn this one simple strategy, which is wait to respond, which basically what that means, it's not the same as waiting for the invitation. Response is basically what that means is that you, and many people who are intuitive and who are spiritual, they probably integrate this a little bit. But the waiting to respond is you have a download, you have an insight, you want to go manifest something, and instead of going out and making it happen, you wait for an outside confirmation. So the outside confirmation for a generator is like a synchronicity. So it's like having a synchronicity or having, you know, so for example, like Davidian is a emotional generator, so he has to wait to respond, and we're deciding where we might want to move next, and so we're waiting before we go out and make something happen, which thank God we waited until after, for us, you know, it worked out to wait till, you know, anyways, we've been trying to decide on where to go. And so when you wait to respond, now all of a sudden we have five invitations, five like different outside confirmations on this one particular place that we've been sort of weighing in, but we could go anywhere. We work from home. We could go anywhere we want to go. So how do you make that decision? Well, for a generator, you wait to respond for the outside confirmations, the synchronicities, and that's kind of a common sort of thing that people use to kind of guide their lives. But that is particularly for generators, that is a way to kind of figure out what's the right business, what's the right business plan. But it goes deeper than that when it comes to your day-to-day, making sure that, like, so for example, if you're going to go do a webinar or you're going to, you know, when it comes to business, you're going to go, you're thinking, should I do a podcast? Should I do a webinar? Should I do, you know, there's so many choices. And the idea for a generator is don't take action right away. Like, learn how to wait. And that is the hardest thing, particularly for a manifesting generator, because they're moving so fast. They're doing so much busy work. They're doing so much work, that waiting seems like the hardest, you know, hardest thing in the world to do. And when I tell people you gotta wait, they're like, I'm waiting? Like, it sounds like the craziest advice. You know, it's the craziest advice. So anyways, if you're a generator or manifesting generator, wait to respond. And now that we're in pandemic and lockdown, you got no other choice anyways. So
it works. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, that's what Chris is. My partner is a manifesting generator, and it's fascinating to watch because he's a very quiet guy, but as soon as he gets an idea, he's a quick start. He wants to implement it. And so, you know, he's had his own things happen in the last year, and it's been a lot of waiting to respond and not trying to make it happen, and phases of going through letting go of that habit, that conditioning of trying to make stuff happen.
Yeah. And, you know, that is, it's really interesting when I've read stories of people, you know, who are manifesting generators and generators who are really part of the human design world. They, you know, their waiting period sometimes would be months and or longer. And that is so not what we've ever been told to do. You know, no matter what business coach you go to, no one's going to say, wait, you know, yeah. And that is just so not part of our collective consciousness. And it's so not part of our coaching, our get ahead, our, you know, all of the self-help and stuff. And so it's, and according to human design, it's not just for success, but it's also for wellness, you know, for the, your soul's alignment. The energy signature of your soul is here to be healthy and wealthy. Money is, you know, comes from source. It is our natural birthright. But according to human design is, well, the minute you step out of your signature, then you're out of alignment. And if you're out of alignment, then it will show up as a degradation of the body, of the vehicle, or of the wealth, or of all of that stuff. So when you really sit back and you let that signature come in, you let yourself do that sort of, you know, alignment, then there's sort of a natural healing that takes place. And not in the same way that you, you know, all of a sudden $1 million is going to show up on your desk, right? But it's going to be enough. Like, you're going to have enough money for whatever is right, you know, and particularly for the projectors who are not designed to work all day, you know, they will have everything they need once they follow their design. And that is very, very hard for them to understand. That, like, you know, especially if you're moving from something like a corporate career to your own career, your own business, it's a very hard thing to understand that, like, as a projector, you can get a 16-hour day done in 3 hours if you've slept for an entire day the day before. Like, instead of pushing through tiredness, you let yourself totally sleep, then the next day you're going to get everything you need to get done in just a couple hours. And that is such a huge relief, because you just let yourself sleep if you need to. And just that alone is so huge. Get yourself, let yourself off the hook, you know, to being something you're not.
Yeah. Oh, well, I could agree on that as a projector. So tell us about the projector, the
So the projector, their not self theme is bitterness. And the bitterness is so deep. Like, bitterness can be years and years of feeling like a victim. No one gets you. No one sees you. You're working much harder than everybody else. You know, there's just a bitterness that you, and that's exactly how I felt. I was like, and everyone steals your work because your ideas are not heard. So you're shouting, you're getting louder, you're trying more. Like, that's what I used to do. I try to be louder and I try to get my voice heard by pushing, because that's what we feel like we should do. So it feels counterintuitive to, like, wait, to be recognized. So the projector's not self theme is bitterness, and their signature theme is success. So projectors are meant to be in success. And that's what's so the irony of all this stuff is, manifestors are meant to be in peace. The success should be easy for them. And projectors are just naturally at peace. They're in their joy, but success is really hard for them because it only comes when they're recognized. And if they try and make it happen, they actually push people away. They actually will push the energy away, and then people look at them and recognize them less. And that is an incredibly challenging thing in this world of business. And, you know, they say the projector's time has not yet come. So what that means is that most projectors, even though they can experience success, they are not fully revered as they're from their gifts yet, because we're in the shift of the wheel. And over the next 7 years, projectors will have a much more of a place. They will be much more recognized. And, you know, projectors are you know, they have a really important role to play. But if you could imagine like a projector in corporate America, let's say, who really was designed to be the leader of that company or whatever, then everyone would have to agree that that projector should go home and sleep for most of the day and then work for a couple hours. It's like our collective consciousness isn't quite caught up to the truth yet.
No.
But as long as, you know, projectors are like demanding it first, like in my company, I let everybody know, like, look, if I'm tired, it's not going to happen. So you need to understand I'm a projector. If I don't have the energy, nothing works. So my clients all know that, like, if I can't show up, it's me living as the example of what it is I'm teaching. And so there has been times when I've had to cancel really important things because I have to live my design. And so by me doing that, I give other people permission to do it, even if it's something really important, you know? And then the more we give ourselves permission to do that, the more it chips away at what the collective consciousness is around what we expect of people, and to everybody to operate the same and wake up, go do, homogenize world, homogenize life, get up, make money, get up, go, you know what I mean? And that homogenization, which is what is happening, we're homogenized to be the same, it takes away our power. And so each person's power is taken away. And the point is right now, if you look around, it's already breaking down the systems. Like, no one trusts the hospitals, no one trusts the government, no one trusts the corporations or your 401ks or any of that, because the point is those tribal systems are breaking down, the systems are breaking down, and the only thing you can trust is your own aura type, your own inner authority, your own consciousness. And what human design is saying is, like, your own uniqueness is what is going to guide us through these times when you can't rely on the fitting into the cookie cutter world. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. That's a big one. And, you know, lots of us have been feeling this for a long time now, seeing the breakdown coming, wondering how it's going to happen. But as a projector, that's such a foreign concept, because even my life, I designed it to have parents who were like, don't be lazy. You need to work all the time, and you're not good enough unless you're stressed out and half dead and working all the time. So over here, the conditioning is telling you I have to be good enough and I have to go make it happen. So I know that when you learn this breakdown happens, and you start to question and then really not understand, because you're standing between the two worlds.
That's exactly it. And that is one thing they teach in human design, is that the conditioning happens through our undefined centers. So there is a type of center like the chakra in human design, but there's 9 energy centers as opposed to 7. So they say that we evolved into a 9-centered being. And when you get your chart, you get to see which ones are white and which ones are colored in. So it's a different look at the chakra system than anything I'd ever experienced before. And I've studied a lot through the chakras and how they operate. But just this one little piece of intel really helped me to integrate some of the information of the chakras. Based on, in human design, it's whether you're defined or undefined. And in the undefined center, that's where you absorb the conditioning of the parents, of the schooling, of the TV. And the not self conditioning speaks to you in your mind. So anytime your mind is telling you, like, you should go do this, you should go do that, you should you know, make your business this way. All of that is the conditioning of the parents, the planet. And, you know, so we've all been conditioned, and we all speak to each other. We all speak to ourselves through our conditioning in the mind. So, and this is a concept that a lot of spiritual mystery schools and a lot of esoteric teachings teach, is that the mind is actually the thing that is causing the breakdown of society, right? There's an illness in the mind. And so the teaching of human design is to put the mind in the back seat and to let it be the passenger consciousness. And so that is not a new concept. Like a lot of teachings kind of talk about letting the mind be in the backseat. The mind has a place, but it is not a place to make decisions. It's not a place to tell you what to do. It's a place to kind of think about things and study. And so it takes this role as a passenger. And what human design is saying is that your vehicle intelligence, which is your aura has this signature, and the aura is the thing that should operate the vehicle. So the aura type is the thing that should be the driver. And that, to me, that piece of the puzzle really helped me understand the practicalities of how to operate on the planet. Because I integrate also the law of attraction, which is basically, you know, the theta, like moving into theta consciousness so that you can manifest based on a consciousness level. As we know, when we enter theta, we actually can move into spontaneous healing, right? When we move into theta, we can move into higher states of frequency. And this has been proven, right? That's not something that it hasn't been proven. That has been proven. Oh my God, my computer might die. Okay, I think I'm okay. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Did I lose you? Okay.
No.
Sorry about that. I just realized my computer is like, all right. So the point is that the vehicle intelligence has this way of having a higher intelligence. And that kind of makes sense too. Because if you look at like our blood, our how we birth a baby, you know, these are things that like our brains, that scientists really, they can't figure out with the mind, right? Because the mind is a limited instrument. And so human design is saying like these vehicles, and each vehicle's different. We each have a different aura signature, but the vehicle has an intelligence. And the intelligence, if you let your vehicle control the ship, you will be led to right action, to a right livelihood, to the right business, and to health, and to a higher frequency. But the point is the reason why it's very hard to do is because of the deep conditioning that we've all had. And so when you say, oh, that's great, let your mind be the passenger, it's very hard to do because the mind is then going to say, well, yeah, that's great, but I got to make some money, dude. Like, that's fabulous as a concept, but I need to take care of my family and pay my bills. And like, the mind doesn't want to trust this kind of thing. So that's why it's called the experiment, the great experiment, because it really is about testing it out for yourself. If you test this out for yourself and all of a sudden you feel better, all of a sudden things start to happen for you, then you know the intel has a specific beauty to it. And so it is a very unique way of integrating into our systems, our operating systems. It's a very unique way of including sort of all these spiritual teachings into a mastery of practicality. For me, I have to be practical because it's part of my design. I'm a five, I'm a line five, which means I have to be practical. So I really need all of my information to have a practical approach. So people, you know, it's not just this like thing, like you're going to go and sit on a cave and learn this stuff. And, you know, no, this is about integrating it into a practical place for people to live their lives towards joy, towards success, towards satisfaction, towards peace. And the reflectors, which I didn't add, was the their not self theme is disappointment. And their signature theme is awe. So a reflector who's reflecting the health of the environment, they're always kind of disappointed in how people are operating. Like they're just a little disappointed in like, oh, you know, everybody's off. They're off their frequency and they feel disappointed. And when a reflector is in her true or his true signature theme, they're living in a place of awe. awe-inspired, like, ah, this, you know, and that has a lot to do with reflector being in the right environment with the right people, with the right things around them. And the beautiful thing that, you know, they say in human design is that if every reflector, and that's 1% of the population, if every reflector was simply in the right environment, we would heal the planet. Yeah. And that's like such a, it's so simple. It's such a great piece of knowledge. If you're a reflector, just be in the right environment, where most people are like, no, I can't move because I have this, that, I have to pay my mortgage, or like, there's so much stopping you from just these one little things. But the more you take this on and take it seriously, the greater we can kind of step into our own uniqueness.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
So juicy, right?
Yeah. It's so juicy, and it makes so much sense, because if you're older than, you know, 10 at this point, you've been through something, right, that you're like, why didn't that work, and it was so much struggle, and I should have had a different outcome, or whatever that is. You know, my body tells me now if I'm working too much hours, as my throat will get swollen, and it's just that sign. It's like, hey, by the way.
Exactly. And now you have the freedom to listen to that. And you make a really good point about the children. I mean, this was actually one of the main things about human design, is that parents do not homogenize their children, so that parents can see, like, oh, this child is a projector, this child's a reflector. Like, you can help them by recognizing their individuality and let them, and just the basics of knowing their aura type can completely transform a child's life. I mean, for me, if I knew I was a projector anytime sooner than I found out, you know, like any minute sooner, I would have saved myself from a lot of torture.
Right. Oh, I know. So, did you want to guide us through something?
Yeah, I would love to. I would love to. What I'd love to do is kind of a centering process and allow people to sort of get into this sort of frequency of alignment. And obviously it's going to be based on knowing your design. But right now what we'll do is just sort of like bring the energy together and center in as a group, and those people who are listening. And then, of course, when you find out your own unique aura type, then it will be sort of unique to you once you figure it out. So, all right, let's just take a moment to center ourselves, to just move into a place of honor of this moment, to just really allow ourselves to be in gratitude for this beautiful moment. So just let go of anything that happened before, anything that you need to do later, and allow yourself to be here now in the power of your own heart. And I want you to just for a moment, let go of anything that you think you are. Let go of any idea of what you need to do. And just allow yourself to feel what it feels like to let your mind take a back seat, to allow yourself to witness, to drop into the power of the vehicle intelligence, the power of the blood pumping, your heart, the frequency of the cells knowing how to heal themselves. Feel the power of that. Allow the tingling of the body. Allow the insight to move through the system. And just for one moment, feel the power of your aura signature, your vehicle intelligence, the vehicle intelligence which is driving your body into right alignment, into right timing, into the right environment, into proper health. Breathe that in for a moment and just know that this is possible. This is the truth of who we are. This is the beauty of who we are. We are all unique. We all have our own unique signature. And as we have insight onto who we are and insight into the truth of our being, we then align to the proper unfolding of our life, where we move into grace, we move into success, we move into satisfaction, we move into peace, and we move into awe. And imagine a world where everyone is allowed to be themselves, where you are allowed to be true to yourself. Your work is a reflection of you. And where you allow others to live as their unique self. This is love. So take a breath in with me and just feel the power of that, the beauty of that. And then let's come back into our bodies, back into our heart, and just honor this space, honor this beautiful process that Nan has created, this beautiful sacred space of healers, of visionaries, of energy workers, and just feel the power of that. All of these people coming together to awaken a higher energetic health, a higher energetic experience on the planet. The power of health is in your own hands. The power of your finances are in your own hands. Regardless of what we see in the world, it is in your own hands. So breathe that in and let's come back into the space. Come back into the room. And thank you, Nan, for having me part of this amazing community and experience. It's such an honor, and I'm blessed to connect with you today as well.
Yes, I'm so glad that you're here. Share with everyone your website, and if there's anything else you want to share about the Aura, but it's going to be a chart. It's going to be a link that you go to and you put in your information, and it's going to tell you all about these things that Raquel was talking about today.
Yeah. So the free gift is basically your, just put your name and your email. You'll then get an email that'll show you exactly how to get your chart, as well as a description for each type. So there's a video for projectors, for manifesting generators, reflectors, and manifestors, so that you can learn the basics. So that'll all come in the first email. And we also do monthly community calls to learn more about the basics. So if anyone ever wanted to learn more, that's, you know, there's tons of opportunities for that as well. Human design is just a really fun rabbit hole. There are so many different layers that it goes through. So I encourage you to just explore the basics, and, the website is RaquelReyna.com. So that's a little more of our business stuff too. If you know, a lot of projectors want to learn how to mark as a projector and how to use this as a projector, and it's a little bit different than other aura types. So there's a whole process we take people through on that also. But yeah, I mean, really my whole encouragement is to be curious about this stuff and to find out the basics, and just the basics alone, game changers.
Yes, definitely. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, sweetie, for being here. It's been such a joy to get to spend some time with you again. And I'm re-excited about this information. A lot of things popped in my head to share with Chris again, now that I'm reminded of who he is, as well as me, and what he's going through. So I agree with you, just having the chart and getting the basic information really give you a completely different way, like putting some different glasses on of seeing yourself. And you're going to start to see how, oh, I'm pushing this boulder up a hill and I really could have taken the elevator over there.
So. Exactly. I love that. That is so true. I love that.
Oh, wonderful. So thank you so much, honey. And thank you, everyone. Please share this. Please use this information. If you're watching the video, subscribe to YouTube channel. If you're watching, listening to the podcast, do that there. Make sure that you let us know, or you come over to nanakasha.com/blisslifeglobalhealing. If you want all the videos, all the audios, all the gifts in one place, and take this information. I'm just like vibrating with, well, I want to go out right now and think about, okay, where have I been pushing too hard and denying me the delights and the happiness and the ease and everything? So you're going to be able to drop more into yourself. And the other thing I really liked that you mentioned, Raquel, was if you find out what your spouse or your kids are, what a game changer that is to realize that you might be pushing them, like that 8% that's been running the world wondering why we're all so lazy and not making it happen. That you probably noticed if you have kids, you can't treat them the same. They're not going to react the same to the same guidance or the same incentives. And all of this is really beautiful because it's allowing and asking us to be who we are. So this has been a beautiful theme throughout this series, is be yourself, trust yourself, unplug from the conditioning, unplug from the fear, unplug from the chaos, and be that centered being part, your piece, you're the puzzle piece of this big transformation that we're under. So anything else you'd like to share as we close?
Just thank you so much for your work, and thank you for creating this incredible space. I just feel the beauty and the power of it. And, you know, I think it's a really important time to be talking about this unplugging, energy healing, finding the power of yourself. Like, there's not a more important message. So I just want to honor the work that you're doing. I feel it so powerfully in my heart, and I'm just very grateful to be a part. So thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thanks, Petey. I love you.
I love you too.
Okay, everybody, so let's take a deep breath in and feel ourselves drawing in all this exciting opportunity, this energy, these messages of unlocking little doors. It feels like little windows and doors are opening for everybody, like, oh, wow, maybe there's an easier way. Maybe there's a way that I've been not aligned with my true self. Come down into the moment and just take a moment to go back into that peaceful place that Raquel guided us to, and ground it so you can take it with you into your day. And I want you to just fan the flame inside of you to accept, understand, love, enjoy, and discover your uniqueness in your aura, in your heart. So you can bring it, I love, practically into your day. Wonderful. Thank you, everybody. Have a beautiful and blessed day.
Thank you.